All right, we are rolling, folks. Let's do it.
Hello.
We've got me and Pop, me and Stephen doing duet.
Hello. And we got Mr. Batten.
Hi, how you going?
Good, how you going?
Pretty good.
Nice to have you.
So you guys are key co-hosts today?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So, I'm excited.
Well, we're going to dive into it. We're going to see what songs we should play.
Yeah, nice. Kind of crazy.
And
talk
about Paul.
Okay. You can ask me some questions. Well, you're going to quiz each other, aren't you? Well, I think we're going to leave with a bit of a chase today. Stephen's one of Stephen's favourite shows.
Yeah. Mike, don't watch that every time after
dinner. I like the chaser. Now,
he loves that.
You know the chaser, Sean Wallace?
Sean Wallace? Who's Sean Wallace?
He's one of the chasers.
Oh, you mean one of the... Yeah, the one of the people that they have to go up against.
Yeah.
Sean Wallace. Which one's he?
Your turn. They got a guy called The Beast on the show.
That's right.
Now, this guy, The Beast, he's pretty funny. He makes me laugh. He'd be my favourite chaser. But.
Stephen, do you know my dad actually watched that every time after dinner?
We should ask him some questions.
Yeah. Shit.
The Beast is your favourite, is he? Yeah, he's probably my favourite as well. Yeah. Didn't he just lose a whole lot of weight or something?
Did he really?
I think so. Is it him, Beast? Yeah. He always wears a suit.
Yeah.
I don't usually watch that. I just go in there and get bowled, and then I go to my room.
Oh, yeah, bowl. For the people that don't know, what does that mean?
No, I gave myself... My mum gave me insulin.
That's right, for diabetes, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the show The Chase.
I like it.
I just watch a little bit.
My stepdad watches it. He loves it.
When vinegar get out of my lap.
You mean Mike?
I do mean Mike. Well done.
How is he doing?
He's good. I saw him on the weekend, actually. Yeah, he's doing really well. He's a legend.
Well, your stepdad, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Boardman.
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear some rain outside. Can you hear that, guys?
Is it raining outside?
Yeah.
My fault.
I spoke too soon before when I said the weather's actually really nice now.
It's my fault.
It's your fault, Stephen. How dare you?
It was all Amy's fault.
Hey.
Well, Chase theme then. What are we doing for that? Just questions.
Yeah.
Okay. What questions have you got?
Multi-choice A1s and
stuff. Just wing it. Or do you want me to bring up some quizzes? That's up to you.
No, I'll just wing it.
All right, wing it. Go for it.
So, the first question. They usually have one about countries or whatever.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm excited.
But first, we'll dive into a song.
Okay. All right. We're diving in. What song do you want to hear?
We'll do an 80s theme. Sweet.
Okay.
So, this 80s song, we're going to have some Cyndi Lauper for Amy McKinnon.
For me?
Yeah, because you're the best co-host in the world.
Oh, okay.
All right, and this song's called Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. All right, speak
to
them.
I do know this song.
So, you can blame me and dance for your life, Amy.
Just wanna
Welcome back to Speak Easy, man. That was Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Nice. Classic, that one. Reminds me of when I used to work at a pub.
I used to listen to that at my school dance.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's funny, eh, how everyone has accounts of different songs and what it means to them when they listen to it.
Yeah.
Stephen, what does it remind you of, or what does it mean to you?
It reminds me of sitting down having a nice drink.
Nice, nice.
Doesn't matter.
That's nice. Sitting down having a nice drink. Well, that makes sense, because they do play it in pubs all over the world. They used to hammer it when I was working at a bar called Celsius out in East Auckland. Anyway, what's up next? What have we got?
Well, we got a song from Peter, Paul and Mary called If I Had a Hammer.
Oh, yeah?
If
I Had a Hammer.
Yeah. Now, this song is for if there's anyone who's working on a building site, get your hammer away.
All right, let's hear it.
Because of them. Hammer away, guys.
Hammering away. If I had a
hammer, maybe the builders will be singing. If you don't know, maybe they'll sing it. They hammer away in the building site. So that was If I Had a Hammer.
I've heard that song before, that's for sure.
Yeah, it makes everybody want to get up and hammer away.
Does it?
Working.
Yeah. That's my favourite part of building when I used to build tree huts and stuff as a kid. All I wanted to do was hammer stuff in. Everything else was just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Have you done building before, Stephen?
No.
Amy?
No.
I used to love it, eh? Still do.
My granddad used to do it.
Yeah, so did mine.
But he broke his back and stopped.
Yeah. Should we do an actual quiz or do you want to just ask questions? Up to you.
Why don't we do an actual
quiz? Okay, I'll look for one. Hang on. Bear with me one sec. Should we dive into a song and we'll come back to a quiz?
Yeah.
That way we can look for one. Okay, cool. Let's do. Do you mind if I pick one?
No, you can pick
one.
Okay. Let's do a song called Any Dream Will Do by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's my choir.
All right, let's hit it.
I close my eyes. Far away, someone was weeping.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM. We have a quiz.
We do indeed. All right, I'll ask the questions and you guys do your darndest to answer correctly.
Yeah.
All right, so you know the drill.
Yeah.
Diving right in. Who is Franklin's friend who was hungry almost all the time? No, I'm not sure what this relates
Noah.
To.
Noah.
Sure. Probably. Fox, snail, a beaver, or a bear?
Bear.
Yeah, bear.
All right. Sounds like that animal that's quite hungry all the time. Correct.
I watched Franklin before.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Him.
Oh, sweet. Okay. What are the little people called in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Are they dwarfs, Oompa Loompas, Munchkins, or fidgets?
Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Well,
I have to agree.
I've watched it before. I've got it on video.
Okay, so far you've got 7 out of 100, so this is good. You've got both questions, both of 30 questions correct. Well done. In which 2001 movie did Eddie Murphy play the character Donkey? Was it Shrek, The Lion King,
Shrek,
Lilo and Stitch, or Tarzan and Jane?
Shrek.
Okay, Shrek it is. Well done. 10 out of 100. Okay, here we go. In which 2001 movie did Richard Harris play the character Headmaster Albus Dumbledore?
Ah, happened.
Was it Chocolate, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Ocean's 11, or Fargo?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, here we go.
I like Albus Dumbledore.
Correct. So we are on a roll here, guys.
Is it a lot of Harry Potter side today?
Right. Okay, in which 2001 movie did Antonio Banderas play the character Gregorio Cortez? Forgive my pronunciation. Gregory Cortez. Is it Fargo, Wonder Boys, Spy Kids, or Enemy at the Gates?
Spy Kids.
Yeah, Enemy at the Gates.
Spy Kids it was.
Oh, that was
right. All right. Okay. Pretty good. We're doing well here. Okay. Which friendly ghost went from cult cartoon to movie star?
Casper.
Okay. Don't even have to read them out. That is one of the options, so... Correct. Gosh, you're doing well here, guys.
I want to try and beat you too.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Which movie sequel about a mouse was released in 2002? Was it Scooby-Doo? Lilo and Stitch, Ice Age, or Stuart Little 2?
Scooby-Doo.
Ooh, we've got a... Okay, so right now Amy is out in front on one. Stephen, we'll go with yours. Stuart Little, did you say?
Yep.
Correct. Right, you guys are tying. And we have got every answer on this quiz right so far.
Is it Stuart Little?
Yeah, Stuart Little 2.
Maybe I'll be the winner, you never know.
Yeah, we're tying so far. Let's have a look. So what's the title of the original animated movie about a time when the Earth was overrun by glaciers? So, glaciers, right? So really cold, icy. Was it Ice Age, Scooby-Doo, the Powderpuff Girls movie, or The Emperor's New Clothes? Think about it, right? Glaciers, ice, lots of ice. Go for it, is it?
Ice Age.
I would say that's a pretty solid guess.
Yeah, Ames? Ice Age.
All right, and Amy's going for the Powderpuff Girls.
No.
Okay, you're not. Ice Age is correct. Well done, both of you. Okay, so in which 2001 movie did John Goodman voice the character Sully? Was that Monsters, Inc., and American Tail, Happy Feet, or Toy Story?
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
I love that movie. I like it.
Yeah, well done. Correct. All right, we've got 30 out of 100 so far. That is the overall score. Next question. In which 2001 movie did Billy Crystal play Mike Wazowski? Out Cold, Clock Stoppers, Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, or Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.
I think it's the same as that.
Okay, I'm going to click that one then for sure. Oh, correct, okay. It says correct, keep going. So you have... Between you guys, you've got every answer correct so far.
Only yeah. High school at the end of the high school.
You watch movies, Paul.
Yeah, you do, right? That's good. Okay, in what 2001 movie did Carolyn Lawrence play the character Cindy Vortex? Ali, Rat Race, Aaron Brockovich, or Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius? So, Which 2001 movie did Carolyn Lawrence play the character Cindy Vortex?
Jimmy.
Can we go number four?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Correct. Well done, guys.
How do you know that?
Well, that's good. In which 2002 movie did Gina Davis play Mom? Stuart Little 2, Snow Dogs, The Country Bears, or Lilo and Stitch?
Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Okay, sounds like it could be correct. And it is correct. Wow. 40 out of 100. You guys are on fire. And Land Before Time 2 and 5, what character did Littlefoot and his friends see a lot? Was it Lee? The two three-horned twins? Monter or Chomper? It's a bit weird. And Land Before Time 2 and Land Before Time 5, what character did Littlefoot and his friends see a lot?
I like Chomper.
Chomper?
Yeah.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Chomper, Lee, Monta, or the two three-horned twins? All right, we'll go for Chomper. Correct. All right. Guys, this is good. An All Dogs Christmas Carol was a sequel to what movie? All Dogs Go to Heaven 2, Snow Dogs, 101 Dalmatians, or Arthur?
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, Sam.
Okay. It was actually All Dogs Go to Heaven 2.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Okay, you got one wrong out of the whole lot, so that's not too bad. Okay, what does the girl want in the 1991 film All I Want for Christmas? What does she want for Christmas? Does she want a special doll? Does she want her parents to get back together? Does she want two front teeth? Or does she want a new bike?
Her first bus killer.
Right.
Yep.
Alright. Correct. Well done. Where did the Grinch steal Christmas? Was it Whoville? Whoville? Whosylvania? Or Whosburg?
Whoville.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Pretty good.
It's not a funny movie, isn't it? It's pretty serious.
The Grinch, is it? Yeah, well, yeah.
I like it. It's got Jim Carrey.
I know.
Yeah. What film with Gilbert Gottfried has Largo the Parrot... As Largo the Parrot was released in 1992. Do you guys remember Gilbert Gottfried? He passed away apparently recently. Was it Brain Dead? Any Which Way You Can, Aladdin, or The Object of My Affection? Okay, so I had a parrot in it.
Does that sound like Aladdin?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct, alright.
See?
I know, oh yeah, that's good. What 1989 movie included the characters named Carface and Itchy?
I like Stephen Miller's part.
Was it Wild Things, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Alice, or All Dogs Go to Heaven?
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Okay. Correct. Nice.
I haven't seen that movie.
You got it right, though. What film starring John Cleese as Cat R. Wall was released in 91? Lord of the Flies, An American Tale, Terminator 2, doubt it, or Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
John Cleese?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Okay. It was actually An American Tale.
Ah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Forrest Gump.
Favel Goes West. Yeah. Incorrect. Keep working, it says. Well, that's quite serious. And what film did Danny Glover play Barbados? Was it Ants, Meet Joe Black, Freddy Got Fingered, or Final Destination?
Ants.
I like this movie.
That's correct.
I like the Ants movie.
We're nearing the end here. This is good. So what 95 movie included the characters named Narrator, and Farmer Arthur Hoggett? Which could also be pronounced Hodgett, so forgive me. Was it Babe, The Hidden, Mystic Pizza, or Fletch?
Babe.
Going with Babe.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes, a long time ago. Correct. Well done. Okay, we're at 63 out of 100. For score, not for questions. What 1997 movie included the characters named Young Hercules and Hercules? Was it Glengarry Glen Ross, Stuart Little, Hercules, or Now and Then?
Hercules.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, and they're called Hercules and Little Hercules.
Yeah.
A lot of Hercules going around. Okay. In the film Cheaper by the Dozen, who co-starred with Bonnie Hunt? Was it Halle Berry, James Garner, Steve Martin, or Kirsten Dunst?
Steve Martin
is correct. Right. What's the name of the 2004 movie starring the Olsen twins?
Is it the girls?
Yeah, the Olsen twins they played Michelle and Full House.
Yeah, yeah.
They shared the role.
Kate and Ashley.
That's correct. Was that Lost in Translation, New York Twins, New York Minute, or Mean Girls?
Mean Girls.
Ooh, okay. Take a stab.
I think it's Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, yeah. And did they play? 2004 was the movie called Lost in Translation. New York Twins, New York Minute, or Mean Girls?
New York Twins.
Okay. It was actually New York Minute.
Ah.
Cool.
I thought it was Mary Jane Ashley.
They did a whole bunch of movies, didn't they? What film features the animated characters Lola and Lenny? Shark Tale, Shrek, Ice Age, or Finding Nemo?
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale.
All right, sounds like a sure thing. And it is, of course, correct. Which film is about the son of gangster shark boss? Is it Shall We Dance, Hitch, The Ring 2, or Shark Tale?
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale again?
Shark Tale.
Oh, two Shark Tales back to back. Correct. Well, here goes. Okay, which film is about covert operations that require young people? Is it Are We There Yet, Agent Cody Banks, Jersey Girl, or Matrix?
Are You There Yet?
Are You Here?
Are We There Yet? All right. It was actually Agent Cody Banks.
Ah, I should say that.
Interesting.
I should say that.
Sure. What movie is about a princess being primed for an arranged marriage? Is it The Princess Diaries 1, The Princess Diaries 2, Meet the Fockers, or Shall We Dance?
I want to say Princess Diaries 2.
Okay, Stephen.
Yeah, Princess Diaries.
Okay, very specific. That's correct. Oh, look at you. What movie is the character Carmen Cortez from? Is it The New Guy, Big Fat Liar, Spy Kids, or The Princess Diaries?
Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar.
It was actually Spy Kids.
Ah.
Okay.
Wow, and very final question, guys. Here we go. The animated movie features which... Sorry, I'll say it again. What animated movie features Watch, Madame, Gasket, and Cappy? Ringing any bells?
Ring a bell.
Is it Lion King, Robots, Shark Tale, or Toy Story 2?
Lion King.
Stephen, for the very final answer. Is it Lion King, Robots, Shark Tale, or Toy Story 2? So once again, the question.
Lion King.
Okay. Lion King with?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Drum roll. It was actually Robots.
Ah.
But tell you what, you guys got 80 out of 100. So if that was a test.
So what's next?
You have passed.
What's next?
Very good. Well, you tell me. So
probably some news.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look. Should we dive into a song and come back to news?
Yeah.
All right. Play a song for our listeners. Now. Should we play?
We play that one.
Which one's that?
It's his point. That one there.
That one?
Yeah.
All right, the song's called Gonna Be You by Dolly Parton. See you shortly.
On Speakeasy FM.
I'm sticking with you, cause I know there's no one else. And
but you're always there for me. Always got my don't. You're my lifeboat when I'm sinking, sinking, sinking. You're my lifeline when I need it, need it, need it. Yeah, you're always there. So I always know it's gonna be you who comes to rescue anytime that I'm drowning. Into the cold deep water, you're gonna drown me. You pull me through.
Will they throw it out of it, shall they? Hopefully.
Hope so. Anyway, we're back.
So, time for the news.
Time for the news indeed. So, in the news recently, we've had the government budget, haven't we?
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't watch it, but I caught up on the highlights after the fact on YouTube.
I watched it on TV. Yeah.
Did you watch it, James?
No.
It's interesting, this happens every year around this time, the finance minister will announce the budget, meaning all the tax we pay, what's happening, how is it distributed, and what does it mean? What does it mean for everyday New Zealanders? So I thought some of it was good. I thought initially watching, I thought it was quite well considered, especially for lower income families. But of course, not everyone can win, and I think in this budget it's a bit focused on the elections. What do you think?
The one thing I quite like is about the prescriptions.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some good things in there. So they're abolishing the $5 minimum. What is it?
I think
the charge.
I think that'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that one I felt was like a bit of a... That was a bit of an election thing to go, hey, look what we did. But my favourite one ever, which really did help me, was back in, I don't even know what year it was, about 2005, and Labour removed interest on student loans, which this is probably pretty much the reason I don't have a student loan today, because I was able to pay it off. Whereas I know some people who had interest on their loans and they couldn't even buy a house because they were so backlogged with interest. What was that one again? I need the bus one. Yeah. Well, even then, though, buses need filling because I sort of have a habit of watching buses. As one of my clients was Auckland Transport back in the day. I do advertising for in another life. And, it was interesting because we were trying to fill buses.
It's still empty.
It's still empty. Bus lanes, all the rest of it, I get it, because buses have to be on time to even be effective. But, yeah, there needs to be more incentive for people to actually get it out of cars and into public transport.
You know, you can't use cash when you're driving.
Yeah, right. Or can you use a phone? Once again, phones can die, but yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, Stephen, what else was in the budget? I might pull it up, actually, so we can discuss it in depth, but any other thoughts on that, Stephen?
I quite like that one, but Sim?
I do. I think so as well. I think, but there...
We should get him on the show one day.
I wondered, though, because everyone seems to have an opinion on the budget, obviously, because it does affect literally everyone in the country, but... how many people actually know what they're talking about? How many people actually do their research? And how many what does a perfect budget actually look like? Does it exist?
I don't know.
It'd be hard to pinpoint that, wouldn't it? Try and please everyone.
Why don't we ask some people?
Because if you've got I don't know how much money is actually in the kitty for
probably 100
tax every year.
Maybe
yeah,
100.
Well, there's a lot of money, right? Because everyone hopefully pays their taxes, and then you get.
Why don't we ask?
You get a big pool of money, and then what do you do with that money? And then how do you benefit some class? And why? And when you benefit a certain class, what's the ripple effect?
Yeah, well, is it going to affect people in the long run? Or?
Yeah, and the answer I think is yes, but in what way?
How will people feel about it? You know, how will they feel about it?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. How do people feel about it?
Are they going to be angry or, you know?
Then there's always going to be a mixed bag, I believe. But
are they going to be angry or are they going to be happy, you know?
Yeah. And what does he say here? So Grant Robertson won't resign if interest rates rise further.
Is he going to resign?
Well, he says he won't here, saying the government can't abandon communities hit hard by Cyclone Gabrielle, which I have to agree with there because we, and you, Stephen, and in some ways, even you, Amy, were all affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. I am now living, well, I'm living with you guys, Ames. Stephen, yeah. You're living with your grandma, aren't you?
Yeah.
With others? Yeah, so, I mean, we're all pretty heavily affected by the cyclone.
It's a bit rain.
Yep, it was...
pretty rubbish.
A lot of rain. That's all I can say. It's really...
Hopefully they can help us out with that.
Oh, no. All right, this is it. So, at least there's focus on that. It says here, there are predictions the finance minister is on a collision course with the Reserve Bank and borrowers' mortgage rates could be the casualty, which is also scary because, guess what, I have a mortgage. With inflation and the official cash rate, which is otherwise known as the OCR, expected to stay higher for longer after Thursday's budget. So that's one implication, right?
If mortgage rates go up. With that?
He says we're going to avoid a recession, but this is how we get into recession, folks. It's the
I will avoid it though.
That's interest. If people can't afford their mortgages, then you got a problem.
How do we avoid stuff though? You know
exactly, and of course, you know I'm not an economist, but I do have an interest.
I'm not a scientist either. So.
No, yeah. So that's the thing. What I mean, to be fair, what does a perfect budget look like?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
Or maybe we'll meet somebody who does know.
Yeah, we can maybe phone an economist or someone who's in the know and have a discussion because it's a very interesting...
Do you know an economist person or not, really?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, if you
think about it.
If you meet anybody, please let me know.
Yeah, totally.
So I can chat to them.
And obviously there's an interest in health and education, which is always good. So, you know, there's some goodies in here, but I think... Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to read into it more. I am not informed enough to give my opinion on
it. So what are we going to do on the show next week?
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Talk about plants, maybe.
Yeah, you want to talk about plants, don't you? That's cool. Yeah. We can definitely do that. In the meantime, should we head up a song?
Yeah.
All right, Ames. You've been mighty quiet last couple of days. What song would you like to hear?
Can we play... Handbags and Glad Rags.
We can indeed play Handbags and Glad Rags by Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
All right, see it. On.
SBC FM.
That's the one. Awesome.
How am I doing so far?
Seen a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? As a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile.
of sixpence for your sake, and take a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. Just throw them all away. And that's in the glad rags that you pull over and that have to sweat to buy.
Welcome back to Speaker's Room. That was Rod Stewart. He's pretty awesome. Now.
And that is Hundred Saying and Camp Rocks on Speaker's CFM.
Your sister plays it on the piano, doesn't she? Quite well.
Yes, she does.
Now, I've got a story about Rod Stewart.
Do you?
No, I did a duet with Joe, oh. Amy Stairs.
Joe McCollum, right?
I never forgot that.
I like that song, Forever Young.
That was your 30th, eh?
Yeah.
That was a great party.
I was the best singer in the whole world.
It was so good, eh? That's what I like. So that's when I meet you, probably, Stephen.
I should play that song.
Remember?
Yeah.
I think you were in a suit, were you? Wearing a suit? Everyone was like dressed up really well.
I should play that song.
I felt underdressed.
I should play that song.
Okay. Yeah, yep, yeah, okay.
Well, Forever Young.
Yep.
Right. Again.
Haven't you played it already?
No, not today.
Not today. That's all right, we can do it.
I'm a little monkey.
Forever Young. This is by Rod Stewart.
Yes.
And this will see us through to the end of the show. We might as well say thanks to everyone and see you.
And behave yourself.
See you next week, everyone.
And no lighting couch fires. And it's all my fault.